It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Okay, so how was your week?
It was good. You sound stressed. What's going on?
A lot going on. What do you think is going on?
Everything. So our world is upside down.
I had to unplug this past week. Just had to unplug, you know? And I fell down the slippery slope called binge watching.
It's an easy slope to fall down.
What's your favorite thing you've binged so far?
Oh my gosh. I binged like Tiger King. Why? I don't know.
Are you just now watching that for the first time?
No, I'm just really not much of a binge watcher. So I think that was my last binge.
Well, you got me on all those dating shows for a bit there.
Yes. Yeah. Love is Blind was great.
It's really not great. Just so you know.
It's a train wreck.
It really is.
A binge-worthy train wreck.
So a few of my girlfriends have been saying, have you seen Bridgerton? Have you seen Bridgerton? And I looked, you know, in the trailer on Netflix. Is this something I really want to watch? I got to be honest, like Downton Abbey, I never got into that because, you know, they talk so fast. And I, without subtitles, I'm a little lost when they have such thick British accents. And I didn't know if I had the attention span for that because, you know, I have the attention span of a gnat, practically. So, but then lo and behold, I wasn't 15 minutes into the show. Steamy stuff happening, Sydney. Steamy stuff.
Ew.
I know. I would never watch this with you.
Oh, good.
But the funny part is my friend Cindy was watching it with her daughter, and she was like mortified. Her daughter thought it was the greatest show she'd ever seen.
So, awesome. Well, maybe I'll like it.
And Penny loved, all my friends have loved the show. So I watched it, and there actually, I found, was a story in
it. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, I never got my Christmas decorations put away, and I binged all 8 episodes in one day.
Oh.
And you know what? My back end hurt. My legs hurt.
I think that's a problem.
And I found out it is a problem. People are binge watching so much that they say now your health can be seriously affected.
I believe it.
From binge watching.
Oh, yeah.
This was not a problem we had, like, even a year ago, did we?
Netflix doesn't give you much time to make that split decision whether or not to go to the next episode. So I think people just get sucked in.
Yeah. And before you know it, you're wishing you lived in ancient times or in London in a corset. I even wanted to wear a corset. I've never had a corset. So.
Oh, man.
I really got into this period piece stuff. Anyway, so here is what they say could potentially happen. This is from doctors about what happens when you binge watch. First of all, binge watching, they say, interesting enough, is like a drug. They say you get this dopamine rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's your pleasure center in your brain, and it's a high. They say it's a true high when you have found something that fills that craving. And they say just like people who have problems with drugs, alcohol, other addictions, when your series is done, you have withdrawal. You get sad when something like that is over.
I believe it.
I've had that happen a couple times.
What do you do about it?
I miss my Duke so much.
Microwave another bag of popcorn. No,
it won't help me. Also, binge watching, it isolates people. More so than you would think. You think it's like a substitute for loneliness for people? No, it makes you more isolated. People think sometimes, oh, I'm just going to get rid of the stress of work or, you know, school or being a parent or whatever it may be. That's your little pleasure. But binge watching makes it easy to disconnect from other people. And if you have multiple accounts and you're streaming multiple shows, it's even worse. And then it affects your sleep. They say that, like, there are certain things, if you're watching a show or something, your brain is so excited. I haven't slept for a week.
Yeah, you're like wired.
Yeah, I haven't slept for a week. So I miss the
Trying
Duke.
Trying on corsets.
I miss the Duke. Anyway, but there's that. And then the other negative health effects are depression and anxiety.
Yep.
They found that people suffer from that if they are watching more TV, and also the isolation piece. Back problems. Lack of oxygen from sitting too long. Your lungs aren't getting the capacity that they need. Lack of physical activity, obviously. And of course, a bigger waistline because you're chomping while you watch.
Milk duds in that popcorn.
So keep it in mind. Binge watching, yes, there is something to be said for that. But don't forget you have this thing called a life.
A life.
Netflix doesn't want you to know that. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com. We're into the new year and sayonara 2020.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. Uh-huh. I don't think anybody misses that.
Not a soul.
We're off to a rocky start, but we'll get there.
Okay.
But we want to put 2020 in the past. I found a pretty cool article, a couple ways that you can chase out those 2020 bad vibes, specifically in your home.
Is this feng shui stuff or is it
kind
different?
Of?
Okay.
Mostly it's going to stress you out stuff because it's a lot of to-do lists that you're not going to like. But I like them.
Okay.
They have some good ideas.
All right.
Ways to shake things up in your home. This article, it's by Washington Post, says that doing a DIY project is actually a good way to get that sense of accomplishment while improving your home.
I'm doing my laundry room over.
I know you are. Are you painting it?
No. I found these stickers. They're really cool. SpongeBob.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah.
No, I just buy more and more cabinets so that I don't have to paint. I just keep covering everything with the cabinets.
Where are the cabinets?
They're out in the garage.
With everything else. Okay, we'll get there. That's good. Even maybe just think about a DIY project.
Okay.
It'll make you forget about 2020. Okay, make your storage fit your needs.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. So, I mean, even like in your closet, if you have things just thrown around, whether it's having little cubbies or some, if you have a lot of shoes, start to think about those things to get those organized because clutter equals chaos.
I have a lot of old radio station t-shirts.
That might be.
From all the stations I've worked at.
Yeah.
Would you like some of those?
Yeah, all the stations. Wow. I'd be dressed for a while.
Ouch. Go ahead.
It's because your talent is so sought after, Mom.
Oh, I see.
This one's kind of weird. Little high tech. Go touchless. So in high germ, you know, high traffic areas of your home, if you can implement something that's touch free, do that. So whether it's like an automatic soap dispenser or we have so many high tech things now to implement those, effort.
I like the faucets that you don't have to touch anymore.
Those are pretty cool. I don't know that I've seen that in a home.
Oh yeah, those are really, no, that's like the big new thing in kitchens.
Huh.
You just kind of like wave yourself under.
Who are all these fancy friends are hanging out with touchless kitchen sinks?
I went to the BIA Parade of Homes and saw how the other half lives. And they're not touching nothing.
That sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
All right. One other way to shake up 2021, get rid of 2020. Shake up your routines. Those things that you had done in 2020 that maybe weren't so effective. Like maybe start to get up a little earlier or change when you work out. Or,
you know, I think I'll change when I work out. I usually wear the same clothes.
I mean, the time. I was going to make a joke about maybe switch up your Velveeta type, like add in a Monterey Jack or something.
I have the Mexican. It's a little spicier.
So good.
It is so good.
I think queso can make it to 2021.
I think so, too. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
You know what? They always have sweepstakes.
They do.
You can always win something contesting through Diet Pepsi and Pepsi in the 614. And but there are some people I think are better at this than most.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have a cousin.
I actually have two cousins. Cousin Brittany and Cousin Ashley both have gotten into it. And I see it a lot on Ashley's Instagram. She'll enter everything. But yeah, Brittany, she was the pioneer. She wins everything.
I mean, big things.
She's so lucky.
I know.
We were there in Toledo over Christmas, and she said, oh yeah, once COVID lets up, I won a day at this trampoline park for the boys, so I'm going to take them there. And she's like, I can invite as many people as I want. I was like, how do you find this stuff?
You know what? This is like a big thing, and we've been talking about it too, because I've been entering the Dream Home HGTV, Dream Home Contest. I'm not very regular at it, so I don't think I have a
Your
shot.
Odds aren't great.
No. And then that Publisher's Clearinghouse thing is coming up that your Nana enters all the time. But since we are talking about, you know, the sweepstakes, what are your odds? I mean, can you really win these things? Well, guess what? Sweepstake winning is a big, big deal. 55 million Americans enter some kind of sweepstakes every year. 55 wow. million. And they do it in such a way that there's like science involved. And the really good sweepstakers, they don't take this lightly at all. Here are some of the little tricks they say to do if you want to try to win big. And you know what's good about sweepstakes is you're not paying for anything. It's not like the lottery.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah.
Okay. So there's one gal in particular they talk to. They call her the contest queen, or she calls herself that, this Carolyn William. She has raked in $250,000 worth of sweepstakes winnings.
Okay? Just random stuff?
Yeah.
What is she winning?
Well, she's won, I mean, a little bit of everything. I mean, you name it, she's won. I mean, she'll win a car, then a trip to Japan, then, you know, I mean, it's all over the place.
Wow.
Okay, here's what she does. She creates a new email specifically for entering sweepstakes. They say one of the things you need to do is create an email that's just like normal, everyday Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, I use my business account a lot.
Right.
No, they wouldn't even look at that twice.
Huh.
You got to have a separate email, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. She uses sweepstake aggregators. So what they will do, they resource a list of thousands of legitimate promotions in one location for you to like decide which ones you want
to
participate
enter.
In.
That is so much time.
You pay for this. I mean, that's not cheap.
Pay for the aggregator.
Yeah. And you also have to pay for software if you want to do... she uses a software to autofill hundreds of entries at one time. So she these things just fill out hundreds of entry forms. And in 1 hour long sitting session with just a few clicks, she says she can enter more than 200 sweepstakes at one time.
Her name's Carol.
Carol.
Carol doesn't even know what she's winning. Something like a life supply of toilet paper showing up at her front door. And she's like, oh, must have hit that one.
Well, there you go. So if this is a way to do things, then maybe this is the inside track. You have to know things like they asked her to pony up maybe some other tips. She said the harder a contest is to enter, the easier it will be to win because people don't want to jump through the hoops.
Mm.
Stay local first if you can. She says local contests are easier to win, obviously. Always read the terms and conditions because you never know when they might sneak in some secret clauses in there. Set up a dedicated email like we mentioned and stay organized. You have to keep track. She uses an Excel spreadsheet for everything that she
is. She is so organized. I mean, in radio, there's always sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the same people?
All the time.
Across stations?
And it's sad, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. There used to be a nickname, Prize Pig.
Oh, who made that up?
Well, there was actually another radio station that had a mascot called the Prize Pig, which is kind of mean. I am talking 30 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, when I guess you could get away with stuff like that. But that was kind of their saying, like, the same people enter every single mm-hmm. thing. Don't tell your two cousins.
They're a prize
wading
pig.
Dangerously into prize big territory right now. But heck, if we can all go jump around on a trampoline, I don't care.
Exactly.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Keeping up with trends is tough.
It is tough, but it's a new year.
All right.
And there's a lot of new things going on.
Well, I feel I'm a little behind the times, but there is a new trend I might jump on.
Don't worry. I'm going to go to Joanne's and I'll come back.
Okay.
And we'll try this trend.
It's called?
I don't even know what it's called. Chrissy Teigen has started to put jewels on her face. Like, I'm talking craft store sticker jewels. Little rhinestones.
Where do you put them?
On anywhere. Well, I would say limit it to your face.
On the sides of your eyes.
She likes to go for a
the
good
middle of your forehead.
Forehead and like even brow line.
Okay. Oh, there's
she
a
really,
lot.
Oh, she's just, yeah. Okay. So
we have to
here's
share,
the story.
Share that picture.
We'll share some photos.
Yeah.
She claims she's never going to wear makeup again, that she's just fine with her rhinestones. And I think it all started, they went on a family vacation over Christmas and she kind of debuted it on her Instagram, but now she's got John Legend, her husband, in on it. He's rocking some green rhinestones. So the question is this going to become a trend? she's seriously creative about it. She's putting them on her eyelids.
This is going to last 2 months max.
Well, now her hair is purple, so I think we're going through a little phase.
She's like my little pony.
it looks like a lot. Now, stars, it looks like a lot of fun.
It almost looks like she's an avatar. You know?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So you but just you stick them on, and you can't, obviously, if you have on foundation or something, it's not going to. Guys, are you still there out there listening?
Are you
still
there?
Because I'm sure right now you're like.
Well, guys, how do you feel about.
John Legend has them on.
Yeah, well, or if your lady showed up at dinner with rhinestones instead of.
All over her face.
Makeup.
Yeah.
She did just get a nose piercing, like the real deal.
Okay.
So she's just switching it up. She likes a little glitter. I don't know. My question is, this going to, quote, stick? No mm-hmm. pun intended. Mm-hmm. She did tell her mom, I guess she did her mom's application and said, you look like a sad clown. So maybe it's not for everyone. Maybe it's just a Chrissy thing.
I think it's a Chrissy thing. She's good, she's good about just for that moment getting attention, and then she'll move on to something else.
And she's pretty real. I love it.
Okay.
Do your thing.
You cannot show up in front of your boyfriend with gems on your face and him not go, oh.
Did you babysit a small child today or what happened? Yeah. No, I was thinking about that. Like maybe even do some little rhinestones on the corner of your eyes. I have seen a lot of girls do that, but I'm not even adventurous with makeup. Like I don't wear eyeliner. So how am I going to wear a gem?
My luck, it would roll over, stick to my contact lens. Oh. I mean, I don't think it's a look for me. I think I've aged out of that look anyway, but.
I think we could try it and see if you look like a sad clown.
Next week? All right. Check out Wine Down with Sean.
Okay.
And Sid.
Deal.
Are you going to get them?
Deal. I'll get them.
I'll gem. We'll see. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
See, they can do the same thing as what you're about to talk about.
Can they?
Why not?
I mean,
you can see. Okay, let's first talk about what you want to talk about. I'm kind of like talking in circles here.
Stick with us, people. Uh-huh. So Amazon, just this past week, came out with a body scanner to create the perfectly fitting t-shirt. And us, as consumers are able to buy this perfectly fitting t-shirt. It's only $25.
So how does this work?
Pretty creepy. So basically you're going to put in your body stats, height, weight, skin tone. And then I guess it requires you to take two photos just within the Amazon app. Supposedly, they've been using this technology for the fitness band and the smart mirror, if you've seen those.
Yeah.
But it spits back out this replica, this avatar of you and what your body is shaped like, looks like. And then you kind of choose your color, your sleeve length, the neckline, and boom, you have what's supposed to be the perfectly fitting t-shirt.
And you don't have to pay additional for that service, right?
It's not part of
the $25 t-shirt.
Not that I see.
Wow.
But in this article by Fast Company, the girl that was interviewed said her avatar looked uncannily like her.
That's scary.
Creepy. So now they have our fingerprint. They have our face scanned on our phones. Yeah. And Amazon is collecting our body type. So if they want to just completely recreate us, they could do that.
Have you seen the 3D faces that they have in Tokyo?
No.
Oh, so scary.
Like robot people?
They're actual. Yeah. So they're like, I think there are 12 of them that are 3D. So uncanny that they look like human faces.
12 of them. You're saying like little 12, robots.
12 looks of just faces that people are wearing. And so.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
So you look entirely like somebody else.
You put it on your face?
It's like something completely out of science fiction movies.
Oh,
it's so incredible.
Ew, weird.
I know. But
think about that. Like, my head went elsewhere, but like if.
Rob a bank.
Exactly.
I know.
And you're on a surveillance camera and they don't know who that person is.
I know.
Weird.
We got to get out of here.
But I will say.
Where's Pioneer Woman when we need her? Yeah. We need to go visit her and get some crescent roll Danishes.
Please no.
But it's so simple over there.
Maybe too simple.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Dr. Kalesa, I do not see her as a strict mother.
I don't either.
I saw her TikTok. She's fun. She's super fun.
She's too cool.
Dancing with her kids. Okay. But BuzzFeed had a quiz that kind of got my attention. Mm. And this is what it's called. Sorry, but if you grew up in a strict household, you can't check off more than a third of these things.
Ooh,
okay. So I took the quiz to see if I grew up in a strict household. But now I'd like you to take the quiz. Are you ready?
Can you give me your answer? I think it would be strict.
You know what? Surprisingly, it wasn't.
Oh, well, okay. Then I am like loosey-goosey.
Let's see. Okay. Click on everything you are or were allowed to do. Okay. Here we go. Wear makeup?
Yes.
Yes. Go on dates?
Yes. What's the what's the age of these?
It doesn't even say. It's just like...
I remember Graham being more strict with me about makeup and dates than you and Dad ever were. Graham is my brother, my older brother.
He's still that way.
He's like, Dad, you gonna let her walk out of the house like this?
Well, your makeup probably needed some work.
Yeah. My blue lip gloss probably wasn't
all right. Wear crop tops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spaghetti strap. Shirts, tank tops?
Here's the thing. I don't think I pushed it. I had no desire to dress hoochie-oochie.
Yeah.
And I mean, my school was pretty strict. I wouldn't wear tank tops to school.
You didn't wear spaghetti strap tops?
Maybe.
Yeah,
they had to be like an inch thick.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Have a phone when all your friends weren't allowed to have one yet?
Yeah, I was really
young.
You
were young.
I was third grade.
Wear perfume?
Yeah.
Have your ears pierced?
I was 5.
Paint your nails.
Yeah, I was probably
2, 4.
Go
to a sleepover.
Yes.
Wear tennis shoes when it was raining.
These poor kids.
Wear a hoodie when it was raining with no jacket. Is that a thing? I don't know.
I was lucky if I made it into the car.
Well, you guys was that drive a yes away. Or a no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Let you eat whatever you wanted at the school snack bar.
Yes.
These are almost done, I swear.
Okay.
Okay. Go out with friends past 7 p.m.
Yes.
Go on a walk or a jog by yourself if you wanted.
You hate when I do that, but I do that. Mm. Even to this day.
Go anywhere by yourself.
Anywhere?
Yeah. Were you allowed to go anywhere by yourself?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Good. Yay! There's one. I'll just throw a couple more out. Did you pop your pimples?
Yeah. Someone had to.
I was not strict at all. Wow, your household wasn't strict at all. You got to do pretty much whatever you wanted.
Oh, nice.
You're a lucky dog.
No, I think I raised myself.
Pimple between your eyes. You know, these BuzzFeed quizzes are just so scientific. And for what it's worth, yeah, I got the same score.
That's good.
Yeah, it's because I used to wear my crop tops wherever I wanted. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks, everybody, for chiming in and tuning in. And don't forget, yeah, go to our social media anytime you want.
Sean_and_Sid on Instagram. If you have not listened to our podcast, find us on Spotify or iTunes. Sean and Sid, we're out there. Listen to previous episodes. Like it. Subscribe. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And follow Wind Down with Sean and Sid. And yes, we did dry January for 1 week. We'll try in February.
Maybe.
In the meantime, you have a wonderful week.
We appreciate you.